Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we're back with Jerry M. Cantor, faculty member of the Ontario College of Homeopathic Medicine, owner of Vital Force Healthcare, a Boston area homeopathy and acupuncture practice. And the brand new book is The Emotional Roots of Chronic Illness, Homeopathy for Existential Stress. I just want to go back to talking about examples of public figures that had some existential stress. Is Winston Churchill in the book?
Yes, actually. He would be an avatar for the remedy Argentum made from silver. That's a perfect example of somebody who was obsessed with legacy. His great trauma was that he lost India. He supposedly lost India on his watch. India was the crown jewel of the British Empire. He was also the greatest orator in our time, fantastic orator. And the remedy silver actually comes up for people who have problems with their voice and who are at the same time can have incredible voices. Very artistic remedy state. So, yeah, that was, he was not my client, but he was a perfect example of that. And language is so interesting, right? We talk about people having, being silver orators. They have a tongue of silver. We talk about being born with a silver spoon in our mouth. So that is, there's things about silver that we know intuitively that tie into that substance's relevance, to us existentially. I found some other examples that, people will get a kick out of in the book. Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, who simply could not act.
Right.
He would be a perfect candidate for the remedy vanadium. Someone who is a perfectionist, perfectly aware that something needs to be done, knowing that doing it exactly right will elevate him. But the fear of failure is absolutely crippling. He's a fictional character Shakespeare invented, of course, but as an avatar of the remedy vanadium, I go into that into some detail. Another character would be Phil Connors from Groundhog Day. That is an existential quandary for you that people are familiar with, right? Every day is the same thing,
right,
over and over again. I mean, in Groundhog Day, it's exaggerated because that's what art does. He actually literally does live the same day over and over and over again. But the remedy germanium is for people who are stuck in a thing like very similar to that. And I offer a case history about somebody who feels somewhat very much like Phil Connors, you know, and going into the physical symptoms that pertain to that.
All right. You mentioned earlier the Greek god Sisyphus, and who for all eternity is tasked with rolling this boulder up a hill, and then, of course, it rolls back down. He has to roll it back up again forever and ever and ever. And he is an avatar for existential suffering. What would the treatment for Sisyphus be?
I'm sorry, repeat that. Sorry, Richard, what was that?
Sisyphus. What was the treatment for him?
Yeah. Well, one remedy would be Osmodium. Basically, germanium again. That would be an example of that.
What is germanium? Where does it come from?
It's a metal. It's on the periodic table.
Okay. And why germanium? What is his existential
germanium people,
quandary?
Yeah, they deny personal implication in their plight. It's always, these are the kind of people who think that something is always someone else's fault. If you go into the history of Sisyphus, he was really a pretty rotten character. He was he actually died twice, and the third time, Zeus decided to make it permanent. These are people who are just really deeply in denial. They're very selfish. They're nasty individuals, and they're in denial. Everything is someone else's fault. Life becomes stagnant, and their delusion is self-fulfilling.
All right. I got an email from someone who wanted to know about restless leg syndrome. What's going on there?
Restless leg syndrome. You know, you never prescribe based on one particular symptom, and so there are a number of remedies that come up for that. The chief one would be made from zinc. People who need zinc, you know, again, you go into the function of that substance. Zinc is used in batteries. You know,
yes.
It consolidates power, and when someone needs zinc, usually they have a remote relationship with their father. And their energy is very poorly consolidated. Their tendency to have all kinds of random motions, random movements, restless leg syndrome would be one natural expression of that. But they also would be, at the personality level, very easily thrown for a loop by the smallest things. They're complainers. Very neurological remedy. They could be highly intelligent, prone to repeating themselves over and over again, complaining a lot. But the energy dribbles out of them. And as an example of that, perfect example is restless leg syndrome. Where are your legs going to go? I mean, it's activity, but it's poorly consolidated activity. And now zinc in the natural world, they say it's noble when pure. So by itself, it's pretty useless, but it's so important in other allies. It makes other metals more useful by combining with them. So all these things about zinc are reflected in the condition at the existential level. So that's one remedy that comes up for restless legs. I can probably think of other ones, but as I say, you don't prescribe based on just one symptom. If I took this client's case, I would be going into her life history and finding out when this problem originated, what it ties into, if it's a zinc case or if it's something else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right. I'm going to reveal something about myself. And again, we're not going to give you my whole case history, but I'm a perpetual list maker. I'm always writing to-do lists. And I don't feel any particular existential stress, but at times I just feel if I don't make to-do lists, I'm going to forget something and I get overwhelmed. There's so many things.
Ah,
so much
okay.
To do.
That's perfect. By the way, in homeopathy land, we don't need to everything be pathological for it to be useful information. What you just told me does suggest actually the possibility of Calcarea carbonica that I talked about earlier. So that people who need that are analytical. They break things into their parts. They're list makers. And usually when I take their case, if I ask what are they like at their worst? They say, I get overwhelmed.
Yes.
Now, when you need that remedy, and I have to get a good look at you, that there are other remedies that can come into play. It has the impact and the of creating a slight defect in the metabolism. We talked about SORA earlier, and this was number two, this existential issue around am I okay in the world. Calcium and carbon are the building blocks of life, and they constitute what the oyster shell is about. So the feeling is, when will these seams in the roof of my shell come together so that I'm fully protected? The go-to mode is to break things into its parts. But of course, when you break a problem into its parts, you suddenly say, oh my God, I've got so many parts. I'm overwhelmed. Now I'm in crisis. What do? Break something into its parts. So that's an existential loop that you have to break your way out of. It won't work by telling you this. I'm not a therapist, and the problem is in this level of the subconscious. But the remedy, Calcarea carbonica, if it's correct for you, and there are other aspects of it, you know, that would be something that would enable you to move past that. You know, list making is analytical behavior, and it's useful, it's fine, but if that's your only mode and you find that you get overwhelmed because that's what you get stuck in, then a remedy like Calcarea carbonica could be quite useful.
Is that quandary number three, oriented in space and time?
No, that's number two, that's SORA. Is my existence sustainable?
Right, okay.
And that's what that one is, yeah.
And, you know, obviously, Western medicine, they consider homeopathy to be quackery and so forth. But is there evidence that this stuff works?
I have to laugh. I mean, Western medicine is mainly in this country that you get that idea. About 400 million people around the world rely on homeopathy. It's the mainstay of the Swiss system. It's all through South America. In India, there are hundreds and hundreds of homeopathic medical schools. The reason I mean, it's a paradigm problem. When you do conventional medicine, you have to pretend that everybody is alike. It counts on the similarity between people. And all the research is based on that, even our language, right? What's normal, what's abnormal? You don't even talk that way in homeopathy. Everybody is so individual, that we have a completely different way of doing research. And how we validate what's going on is through practice. And on individuals, we have case histories like the one I told you about, the robot boy. And we have journals. It's all about money. The remedies are not patented, so they can't make money for a pharmaceutical company. The political and economic gap with conventional medicine is enormous. If you want to get well, if you want to take a medicine that doesn't require somebody to make a big profit on you, and you're willing to learn about why you're sick, go to a homeopath. If you want a quick fix, if you want to make the pharmaceutical companies happy, well, then stick with conventional medicine. But you're buying into a set of goods there. Their idea of what works and what isn't is highly, highly massaged by their interest in making money. And they've won this battle all over the world and destroyed the health of millions of people with this philosophy. What works and what doesn't work. When you have something individually oriented, you cannot research it the same way. Same thing with acupuncture, by the way. The treatments are extremely individual, and there's been nothing in the conventional world that has had anything to do with acupuncture success, other than the fact that people demand it and it works. It's just like that.
Is there a connection between
acupuncturists and people who do all kinds of good medicine get awfully tired of trying to win the argument with people who have a completely different agenda, and have this idea of medicine is something that has to make money primarily. Sorry, that's a rant.
No, it's all great stuff, Jerry. Don't apologize. It's great information. What is the connection between traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, homeopathy? Is there a connection?
Yeah, sure. That's why that's the books I've been reading. The first one is Interpreting Chronic Illness is a synthesis of traditional Chinese medicine and homeopathy at the theoretical level. Absolutely. But I'll give you a very simple answer, okay? Something I learned in junior high school. I had a teacher who said, there's no definition of life that would exclude irritability. The fact is, if you poke it, it reacts. I thought that was pretty funny at the time, and I didn't take it all that seriously. But what is acupuncture except a mini, 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 mini stabbing? It's a poke.
Right.
And what is homeopathy other than a mini, 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 mini poisoning? So, but how you get poked and how react, express your individuality, have a great deal to do with what's going on with you and what will help you. I could poison you with hundreds of homeopathic remedies. They'll do absolutely nothing for you if they do not tie into your individual sensitivity, what your hot button is, what sort of things disturb you, like you told me about that, you get overwhelmed and you're a list maker. That distinguishes you already at one very important level. It may not be important to a physician, conventional physician, but to me, it's enormously important. If I'm taking someone's case as an acupuncturist and I'm feeling their pulse and I'm looking at their tongue and I'm observing the color of their face, there's a tremendous amount of individuated information there that plays into my point prescription. The idea is we have to, in these kinds of medicines, we are diagnosing a state of individual sensitivity, and we're not running you over with the bulldozer of a powerful pharmaceutical. We're simply exploiting your irritability, finding a way to prompt a response that is actually, that waiting in place, wanting to happen. When you get an acupuncture treatment, the energy in the meridians is balanced where it was not previously to that. When you get a homeopathic remedy, the remedy produces a revolutionary effect at the energetic level, overthrowing a delusion that is responsible for your illness. I'm sorry if that sounds really heavy and deep, but that's just how it is. People either get that or they don't. In America, where we're addicted to quick fixes, it's a very difficult sell. But I'll tell you frankly, people like me are busy all the time. We can't drive clients out of our office fast enough. So those who know get it, don't ask questions about whether this works or not. I personally have very little time for anybody like that. People can do what they want. But people who want homeopathy, there just aren't enough practitioners.
Can you give us another, we've just got about a minute here before the break at the bottom of the hour, another existential homeopathic remedy?
Okay, each of these examples would be something I would go into like for 45 minutes about. The remedy quinium, which is made from poison hemlock, which is what Hamlet was forced to drink. That's an existential quandary. The state of resignation. He was accused of corrupting the youth of Athens, and he didn't argue with it. He said, "Yeah, no, my ideas are probably absolutely not kosher with
it,
and I will drink this, and that's the end of it." People who need that remedy have resigned themselves to their fate, and that's a state. You don't have to be Socrates to need that. People who've lost a sexual relation, long-standing sexual relationship, who have been widowed or widower, become widowers, and the juice of life has gone out of them, and they become resigned. They tend to get indurations, which is lumpy things. They will get crust cancers, which have hard lumps.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.